Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hi, I just received a confirmation call for a delivery tomorrow, but it was really choppy, so I didn't understand anything.
Okay, is it coming
It
from
was
Home Depot or Best Buy?
Best Buy.
Do you have your order number?
From Best Buy?
Yes.
If you give me like 1 minute, I can look for it.
Okay.
Hang on, I'm just gonna check my phone. It's order summary. Doesn't say that. Order number is BBY0 dash 80435978820.
What were the last two numbers?
Hold on. The last two numbers were 2 and 0, 320.
320. Right, so I have BBY01-80643597820.
I think so. BBY01-80643597820.
Okay. And if you verify the name and address on the order.
Vincent Domingo. So it's under Irene Johnson, but the delivery is for Vincent Domingo, 2323 South Wabash Avenue, and that's in Chicago.
Okay.
So I got a voicemail message and they said Florida Avenue, so I was like freaking out. I'm like, what?
No, it's two
Because
three
it
two
was all
three.
choppy.
Yes, ma'am. It's 2323 South Wabash Avenue, apartment 18, Chicago, Illinois, 60616.
Yes.
Okay.
And do they
Anyway.
have, so I put detail in the order saying that it's a townhome, and the washing machine or the dishwasher is on the second floor.
No, it didn't come over in the notes, but I can put it townhome and says on the second floor.
Yes, so like
Okay.
I don't know how much space you have, but they're probably going to either have to enter from the garage or they can try to do the front, but they have to call the owner first, obviously, because
What's the number they
like
need
there's
to
a
call tomorrow?
so like I'm glad we're talking because these were all in the notes, which obviously didn't carry over. Hold on, I gotta get the phone number. Okay, so the number that they need to call tomorrow is 773-562-2632.
All right, so 773-562-2632.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Good old Best Buy. Left out all the important notes.
So yeah, what did I write? I wrote townhome complex. And they have to call first because it's a like they either have to go through the garage or he has to wait for them out front.
Yes. Well, what they normally do is call 30 minutes prior to arriving.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, what was your last name again?
Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
J-O-H-N-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay.
So, do you need the spelling of the person who's going to be there?
Oh, no, it's on the order.
Oh, the Vincent Domingo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That's the only part they got right. Everything else,
oh,
they messed
yikes.
Up.
Yikes.
The address they got right, the name they got right. But all the notes, they left that part off.
Oh, no.
So I have put the notes on the order and made sure I put a note on there to call the phone number of 773-562-2632.
Yes.
Anything else?
So the only thing that I got from the voicemail message was that they were going to be there between 9 and 11, and they would call 30 minutes before.
That is correct.
So, okay. Is there anything else that I need to know?
No, ma'am. You can, if you want to let Mr. Domingo know that they are coming tomorrow between 9 and 11, since you got that time frame call and not him, but he will get the delivery call tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely going to let him know so he makes sure he's not, like, walking the dog or anything.
Right.
Okay.
Anything else I can assist with?
No, but I just want to say thank you so much for your help. I really, really appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Thank you so much for calling us here at XPO.
Okay, you have a good day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.